News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Okay, effective, aesthetically pleasing and relatively affordable. These are just some of the descriptions used across social media for Korean skincare. But how effective is it really, and should you buy into this trend? Professor Nikki Ralph, consultant dermatologist in the Institute of Dermatologists and Photobiology, it joins us now. Nikki, is this a big thing at the moment, the Korean skincare? Is it a big trend?
Morning, Shane. Yeah, it is. It's absolutely massive. I think especially amongst the younger generation who are the TikTok followers, certainly since COVID, we've seen people had lots of time on their hands to be watching Instagram and TikTok and looking at these 10 skincare step routines and the 20 step now that it is. You know, there's nothing wrong with it if you're choosing the right things for your skin, but not everyone's skin suits each ingredient. You know, so you do need to be careful that you're not taking on too much and actually damaging your skin barrier, which can take an awful long time to repair if that happens.
So how do you know you're getting the good stuff?
Well, in fairness to Korean skincare, they do try to keep it relatively natural with good ingredients that are designed to be for skin barrier repair. But they do still also have skin active. So, you know, you need to have a basic skincare routine first so that you're cleansing your skin every day. So taking away the dirt, the dead skin cells, the bacteria that builds up, that you include a sunscreen every morning. And then everything else after that is kind of more of a luxury, and it doesn't need to be expensive. So there's obviously Korean skincare that is fairly priced, and then there's obviously the expensive stuff. But for the younger generation, they shouldn't be spending huge amounts of money on skincare.
Yeah, but it does tend to be good value, does it not? I was looking at, as we were doing this, I was looking down this morning at Beauty of Joseon, which is on my cabinet table. My wife just gave it to me basically to use. I don't know anything about it, but it seems to be good value.
You know, there is very, very fairly priced Korean skincare. You'll be on the 10-step routine next.
I think if I got to the second step, I'd be doing well.
You'd be doing well. Well, all we care about is that you have the sunscreen in one of your steps, and then you'll be protected. No, in fairness, I mean, they have some quirky things. They have snail mucin, which, you know, some people are totally appalled by, and some people use it every single day. So that's definitely one that's Korean. And there's nothing wrong with that. Again, it's basically a combination of good ingredients like hyaluronic acid, which gives your skin that glow, it hydrates it. They have niacinamide, which is anti-inflammatory, so great for people who have a tendency to sensitive or red skin. But again, some people don't like the idea of putting the actual slime that comes from a snail onto their face.
No, I can imagine. Are young people too obsessed with skincare routines, do you think?
They are. I mean, it's an awful lot to do with branding and marketing and all these beautiful packaging and colours. And, you know, some of the brands make it sound really, really attractive to use. And unfortunately, some of them do contain acids like too much salicylic, lactic, glycolic, and then vitamin C is inactive. And then retinoids, which are anti-aging creams, they're incorporating it all at once, especially the kind of preteen generation. They're far too young to be putting that kind of stuff on their face. But for, you know, someone who's older in their, you know, from their 20s on, when they do need to start thinking about, unfortunately, the aging process from our mid-20s onwards, there's no problem with them using it once they don't use it all at once. So they're kind of slowly and gradually introducing different skincare ingredients into their 10-step routine, so to speak.
Okay, so the advice for people this morning, Nikki, who are listening, who may or may not be using these products,
is basically absolutely use them, but just do it slowly but surely. I mean, most important thing, as I said, is have a cleanser in your routine, a moisturizer so that you're keeping your skin barrier protected. Everyone should have a sunscreen no matter what the weather looks like every morning, and then slowly add the acids and the anti-aging creams one at a time rather than all together so you don't damage your skin barrier.
Okay, Professor Nikki Ralph, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.